I deal with some dreadful stories here, and this is one of the most dreadful I've ever encountered in relation to a pedophile, and this bloke has surrendered his right, in my opinion, to live on this earth. I've been following this for quite some time. It's out of Western Australia. It's one of the worst cases of pedophilia I can ever imagine reading about. It's about a man who raped his own daughter and then provided her to other men for sex. He'll be out in 20 years. He's 42. He'll be 62 when he gets out of jail, the same age as I'm about to turn this year. The 42-year-old pleaded guilty to 61 offences committed between 2013 and 2015 when this poor little girl was aged between 11 and 13. Graphic details of the man's offences were revealed in the West Australian District Court yesterday. The abuse included giving the girl a stupefying drug, watching as other men raped her, a recording while she was naked and in bondage. He found the other men by placing ads online looking for friendship and modelling opportunities for his daughter. In one incident, the girl was forced to wear a mask, gag and dog collar, and she begged her father to stop. The father told police he regretted his actions, but then said, "I'm going to be honest, it was fun while it lasted." In a letter to the court, he expressed remorse, regret and utter shame. He had faced 200 charges, but 150 offences were combined into one to save the poor little girl giving evidence. Prosecutor said the girl, who lived with her father after her parents separated, looked in for care and protection, but instead was subjected to degradation of the highest order. Just degraded her in every way. Judge Philip Eaton said the girl, who's now 14, had loyalty to her father and trust him to protect her. The man's maximum sentence is 22 and a half years. He'll be released in October 2035. I hope he dies in jail. Others involved in the pedophile ring have been jailed for between 3 and 10 years, and there are others still facing charges. He can't be named because that would identify his poor little girl. There should be a needle put in his arm. Just horrific. Absolutely horrific. And when I argue that we shouldn't have capital punishment in this country, I guess people will throw that one up in my face and say, "You set a needle in his arm," and I'll find it hard to defend myself.